Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I am so happy to be on. I love our Sunday morning get-togethers. I'm just so glad that we are able to get together wherever you are. I'm Melissa Redpill, and we are looking today at a lot of amazing things that President Trump has been talking about. Here are my most recent videos. Today, we're doing Trump Blues. We're doing Patriots in Control. What does he mean by that? And so I think that I've got some really great insight on that. I think you're really going to enjoy. And also, we're going to talk about indictments, a little bit about Iran, and also about gold. He just posted about gold. He's been on a spree. He has. President Trump has been on a spree of posting. So he's talking about the gold as well as crypto. So buckle up. Here we go. If you're new here, definitely check into my channel, Melissa Redpill, right here, melissaredpill.com. You'll find all of our links. Definitely give us a follow. Definitely give us a like and share this information. We look at how this is biblical, what's really happening. And so we just connect it all. This is really a huge day that we're living in. So enjoy. I love this. Did you guys see this? President Trump, this is one of his posts yesterday, and I just had to show it to you guys just in case you had missed it. I wanted you to see it. I just think this is so beautiful, first of all. And what does it remind you of? What does it make you think of? I think of, okay, I'm going to tell you what I think of. And then at the end, I'm going to actually show you some more. But I just think of Jesus coming down from his heavenly throne right in the White House. I do. That's what it looks like to me. It, you know, I'm not even thinking about it as a golden dome to prevent a missile attack. I'm just telling you what did you guys think? Tell me in the comments what you guys think. I think that is so beautiful, and I would love it. I would just love it. Now, here, listen to this, what President Trump said yesterday, and I think you're going to really like this, too. Check this out. This is what he said when he was in his interview with Lara. Check this out.
Huge.
And it's right at the front door to the White House, and you'll never see it again. It's never happened before, and you'll never see it again. And it's
right at the front door of the White House. It's never happened before, and you'll never see it again. Now, how can he say that? How can he say that? Because someone could do it again. I could go be president, right, and do it again. Why is he saying that you can't? You'll never see it again. It is huge. I mean, just looking at this picture, it looks gigantic. And it says he's saying the best fighters in the world are coming. But my point is, he says it's all free. 100,000 people can in the park can watch it on giant screens and be a part of this, which sounds so amazing. This is on June 14th, and I'm going to talk a little bit about more about that at the end. So stay tuned until the end, and you'll hear more about that. Tell me what you think. What do you think? So, all right. So definitely, yeah, if you can you guys make sure to also, if you possibly can, watch both on YouTube and on Rumble, because if you're on both of my site, both places, and you can comment and share and communicate with each other and, you know, connect with each other, that is so great. I just posted the link in the chat. So if you guys are on the moderators, if you don't mind posting the both links, and so that can help us to grow and expand our reach about what we're trying to help everyone understand and get out of the fear mongering and get into the really good news. So I just think I would love for something really big to happen that day. I'm just saying, I'm, you know me, I'm ready for any day. All right. So this is so beautiful. It brings tears to my eyes. I want you to see this beautiful fountain. It was horrible. All of Washington, D.C. was absolutely horrible before President Trump came into office. They really let it just go to the pits and have so much graffiti on everything. You know, I don't know if you know, but in my former life, I used to manage property, and it was hard to keep the graffiti artists at bay. But once you would continually keep it cleaned off, they're like, oh, there's no reason. It's not even going to last a day. It was that kind of thing. So that you've got to stay one step ahead of it and also, you know, protect it from happening. And of course they didn't do that. And they didn't, you know, they let the reflecting pool, you know, become just a swamp, and this amazing, beautiful water fountain at the Union Station that someone had designed years ago, and President Trump has it beautifully redone. And it just brings tears to my eyes to see everything becoming beautiful. Check this out.
The water from the Potomac, because environmentally they liked it. Somebody said that was good, but the water from the Potomac was not suitable for this, to put it mildly. It was disgusting what happened. And so they spent hundreds of millions, over $100 million, and they immediately closed it. It was closed for many months and nobody did anything. It was closed. It's basically been closed. But go back to 1922. It was always sort of, people think of it as beautiful, but it was always a mess. It's going to be unbelievable. It will be unbelievable. It's actually exciting. I want to ride over there today if I can. You know, I always have a problem. Secret Service isn't in love with my walking along, checking.
I love him so much. He does all these amazing things, and he can't even go and walk over there or, you know, visit it to see it for himself because he's so sequestered by the Secret Service. But look at how beautiful. It's you know, we're going to make America beautiful again. Thank you, President Trump, for making America beautiful again. I want this to be in every town, everything beautiful, everything kept up so pretty and like he is doing. And I actually have this in this most recent book that I wrote, The Golden Age. And I talk about the Golden Age of Beauty. And just look at what he's done to the Oval Office, all the White House grounds, what he's doing with the ballroom, and now these fountains with the grass all over. You know, just it's a beautiful thing, and it's going to happen all over the world. It really is. This is what it's talking about in the Golden Age. And I have in that book, I talk about all the Bible verses for that, as well as the Golden Age of Unity, the Golden Age of Peace, the Golden Age of Wealth. I mean, this is all in God's Word, that this is the day that we're entering into the 1,000 years of peace, the millennial reign of Christ on earth. So yeah, and then this is the reflecting pool. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, when I was at the Lincoln Memorial the other day at the Rededicate 250 event, and I'm up there taking a video, and I said, well, they were about 4/5 of the way finished with the painting of it. And it seemed to me at the time, I'm like, this blue is pretty dark. And once you add the water, it will even look darker. And so I'm like, is this really the color that President Trump wanted? Well, now we see, and President Trump, I just posted this. I'm like, I think there's going to be a different blue. And I had found a picture of them having a brighter blue. So here, if you look at it more closely, they've got, we're on step, whatever, 2.5. The priming was this first, this darker color. And then the sealant is going to be this bright blue. And so then when you add the water, then it'll be a you know, kind of more like a deep, like a sapphire blue. It's going to be gorgeous. Trust me, anything President Trump does is going to be absolutely stunning. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. So I just wanted you to see that. And they're saying they're working really hard to get this done for the 4th of July. Not easy thing to do because you've got, you know, rain delays, and they go in and they find, you know, just like with any big project like this, it could potentially have, you know, change orders, etc. But I'll tell you, he's not wasting money. There's millions and hundreds of millions, as he was saying before, that went to, you know, it just went to cronies. It was just a boondoggle, and they didn't fix anything. That's the way they always would do, and it was madness. And now you see President Trump coming in, and of course the ballroom is he's giving that, gifting it to the American people. It's not even coming out of our tax coffers, and this is, you know, he's saving saving so much money compared to what the waste was with the under Obama. It just makes me happy. It just makes me so happy to see everything becoming beautiful. And really, nothing makes me happier than doing it for a good price. It really does. So I love that. And so he says, all the fountains are going to be repaired. And here's where he talks about that. I'm going to show you in the Bible where it talks about this happening. Check it out.
Be number three in the nation. And the radical left has just wiped it out. And we're working very hard to get that open again and get it so the people, their gasoline prices, their lack of energy is just staggering. It's staggering. And we're actually making very good progress. Even people that were against that at one point, now they're saying, wow, that'd be great. But people don't realize it was one of the, right, Chris? It was one of the top drilling states, one of the I would say in terms of reserves as among the top in the country. Nobody thinks of that with California. Everything was just closed down, really violently closed down. And we're opening up some of it. Great spirit, because they're paying so much job on D.C. D.C. is looking beautiful. The fountains are almost all open. We had 28 of them. And we have one in particular, a very long lake, we call it, the reflecting lake, between the Lincoln Monument. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. You take a look at between Lincoln and Washington, you have the longest, like 2,400 feet long. That's longer than the tallest building in the world if you set it on its side. And it's almost 200 feet wide. And it was built in 1922. And from 1922 on, it really never worked. It always leaked and it was a problem and a lot of things. And hundreds of.
I love it. So, yeah. So all these fountains. And this reminds me of the passage in the book of Zechariah that you might not be familiar with. If you've been here a while, you probably have heard me talk about this. In Zechariah chapter 13, it says, on that day, a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David and for the people of Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse them from all their sins and impurity. Of course, this is talking about symbolically this fountain to cleanse our lands from the evil, purge all this evil out of our lands. This is really what it's talking about when it says in Revelation 20 about the beast and the false prophet being cast into the abyss and getting kicked out of this earth and you no longer run the earth. Praise the Lord. This is where we are on the timeline of history. But this right here is also symbolic for, these fountains that are being opened all throughout Washington, D.C. And I hope where you live too, that people are taking this hint from President Trump and saying, let's make our town and our cities and our villages everywhere great again and beautiful again. And I'm trying to start with my own little world. And so I hope that you will too and support those efforts to make everything beautiful in your town. So it's talking about to cleanse from all their sins and impurity. Look at this in verse 2. On that day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I'll erase idol worship throughout the land so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. Isn't that amazing? Even the names will be forgotten. Even what they have done will be forgotten. All their evil. Because it hurts our soul. It hurts our heart to think of what they've done to the children. It's too horrifying. Even the names of these idols, they'll be forgotten. I'll remove from the land both the false prophet and the spirit of impurity that came along with them. If anyone continues to prophesy, his own mother or father will tell him, you must die, for you've prophesied in the name of the Lord. These people are like, we're not doing this. I don't care if we're family. No one will do this ever again. This is what it's talking about in Zechariah. This is going to end. And the fountains is a symbol of that happening, cleansing our land. That's really what he's talking about. Yes, I want America to be beautiful again, but more importantly, we want the children to be protected from these evildoers, and they will be gone. We're going to talk about the indictments here in just a minute. Don't want to get ahead of myself. Okay, so we just were in Washington, D.C. at the Rededicate event. I just did a video on it. I said, you won't believe what happened in D.C. Let me see if I can find that one right quick while I'm here. You won't believe what happened in D.C. So definitely go and check that one out because that was a trip, man. That was a trip. But I want you to see what it says here about this guy, Keith Crack. I'm calling out Keith Crack again. I'm sorry. I'm not done calling out Keith Crack because KK is at it again. I told you this. I said, he's the one who's heading up this whole Freedom 250 event. President Trump has put him in this position to do this. And if he runs the rest of it, like he did rededicate 250, where we had to stand out there for 3 hours before we could get into the event, it was an absolute, you know, mayhem up there. It was ridiculous. This woman screeching at us, demonic screeching. It was so terrible. I'm just saying, it was horrible. You know, and anyway, now he's doing it with all of these artists he invited. Martina McBride. Who cares about Martina McBride? Who cares about the Commodores? Who cares about any of these people? We don't care one thing about them. Now, I will say Vanilla Ice, is that his name? Yeah, Ice Baby. He's saying, yes, I'm ready to come up there, and we want, you know, we're going to have a great time. And you know, so he is, you know, doing a great job and saying he's not playing the fool like all these other cabal minions are doing, saying, oh, we want, it's going to be partisan. It's not partisan. It's a celebration that our country is 250 years old. It's our birthday celebration. They're only saying it's partisan because they don't want President Trump to have anything to do with it. Well, he's our president. You idiots. Anyway, but this is why I'm really calling out Keith Crack. Why in the world would any of you, if you were running this event, would you call in people to artists to perform who were going to pull this stunt here a month away from the event? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Less than a month. Just about a month, because here we are. This is May 31st. Anyway, I call out Keith Crack. He is terrible. He's incompetent, and I think he's even worse than incompetent. I think he's doing it on purpose. I'm calling you out, Keith Crack. I believe you're not only incompetent, I believe you're doing this on purpose to try to wreck the event. But President Trump said, I understand artists are getting the yips having to do with their performance on Wednesday, so I'm thinking about the bigger, bringing the number one attraction anywhere in the world, the man who gets much larger audiences than Elvis in his prime, and he does so without a guitar. The man who loves our country more than anyone else, and the man who says some say is the greatest president in history, the GOAT, Donald J. Trump, to take the place of these highly paid, third-rate artists and give a major speech, rallying the country forward like I have done ever since being president. 2 years ago, the United States was dead. Now we have the hottest country in the world. I don't want so-called artists that get paid far too much money who aren't happy. I only want to be surrounded by happy people, smart people, successful people, and people who know how to win. So by the copy of this truth, I am ordering my representatives to look at the feasibility of doing an America is Back rally on Wednesday, Washington, D.C. time. At the same time, same location, only great patriots invited. It will be a wild and beautiful celebration of America. Great President Donald J. Trump. So it backfired on them. It backfired on you, Keith Crack. You are not going to get your way where this is going to wreck our celebration of 250 years. Because you know what? Rather than seeing Martina McBride or the Commodores, we would much prefer to see our wonderful President Trump. How about that? Give me an amen on that one, right? We don't want to see any of these people at all. So yeah, fire incompetent Keith Crack, and let's have a rally. And I feel like Vanilla Ice would be there, and I bet you Bob would be there. Kid Rock would be there. Lee Greenwood would be there. True patriots playing true American songs. That's what we need. We don't need you. Are you kidding? Martina McBride, who are you? We care nothing. We don't want to hear your voice. We don't want to see your face. Go away. And you go away with Keith Crack. Y'all go somewhere and go away from America, because you are terrible. Terrible. We're going to celebrate whether you like it or not. And who's up for that? I'm ready to go and see President Trump. I'm ready to do that. Yeah, and see if we can get an event that's not run by this creep and where you have to stand outside for 3 hours. Please, please, President Trump, fire Keith Crack. Everyone say it with me. Okay, don't forget, hit the subscribe button and hit the like button if you like to have good news. If you're ready to have good news, like President Trump said, I want to be around happy people. We are happy because we know this is biblical. We know this is the day we're getting set free from these creeps that are driving me crazy. I've had it up to here. Who else has had it up to here with these people? All right. So now let's keep going. So don't forget, hit that like button right now. This is President Trump's result from his medical exam, his annual medical exam. Look at this. They said his cardiac age is 14 years younger than his chronological age. How about that? He's aging in reverse. How about that? That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. This is what I've been telling you guys. I'm telling you again and again. And we are already starting, because we've already started returning to the old ways. We've started, you know, getting in the nutrients we needed in our body. We're detoxing all the things that they have poisoned us with. And it's just a beautiful thing. I've got something to tell you on Tuesday night. I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but I think I'm going to have some really, really big news to tell you on Tuesday night at our show, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm not. Okay. I'm going to cool my jets and not get ahead of myself. President Trump remains in excellent health, demonstrating strong cardiac, pulmonary, neurological, and overall physical function. His demanding daily schedule, including multiple high-level meetings, public engagements, and regular physical activity, continues to support his overall well-being. Cognitive and physical performance are excellent. He is fully fit to carry out all the duties of the Commander-in-Chief and Head of State. Boom. I know that just makes them so mad. And they also can't kill him. They've tried and tried and tried, haven't they? This is biblical. They can't harm him. And he's aging in reverse. He posted this, that he was aging in reverse. I want you to see that. That's what he posted on May 16th. You can go see it yourself. 2026 at 5:26 p.m. Yep. He's telling us, and I'm telling you too, this is what it says in the Word of God in Isaiah chapter 65, and I know you guys have heard it so many times, right? Say no to crack, real food, exactly. Here it says in Isaiah 65, no longer will babies die when only a few days old. No longer will adults die before they have lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. No longer will people be considered old at 100. How is that verse going to be fulfilled in the golden age, in the millennial kingdom of Christ? How is that going to be fulfilled? The only way it can be fulfilled is if we age in reverse. Like that song, you know, forever young, right? We're going to get younger. We're going to get younger. We won't be considered old at 100. You think about Methuselah. You think about all these people in the book of Genesis that were living a long, long, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. These people were not like, they were, you know, you kind of think of Methuselah as, you know, old, crotchety, and they were not old and crotchety. No more old and crotchety. We will be young and virile and energetic. And it says we will skip like calves out of the stall. It says your youth will be renewed like the eagles. You'll run and not grow weary. You'll walk and not faint. This is the promise that is in God's word. And we are here finally to this point. So I just wanted you to see this. You know, this, and it says only the cursed will die that young. It's hyperbole a little bit. It's saying only, you know, like if someone dies at 100, they'll think, what happened? Were they cursed? What is the problem? It's not about, you know, them being cursed. It's about, it'll be so odd. It'll be so rare for someone to die at 100. They'll think, well, something terrible must have happened. What could it be? Did he get hit by a bus? I mean, what happened? So this is the wonderful promise in God's word, is that we will have age reversal. So I talk about that in this book here, The Golden Age. Let me see. I think I might even talk about it here in, this is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I also talk about this right here, where I was talking about here, the fountain in Zechariah. And the whole book of Zechariah. If you want to know the truth about Zechariah, you'll love it. You'll love it. It's in this one right here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. And I have all the audiobooks on Kindle as well as on melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com right here, audiobooks right here. And you can learn more about the books there and read a little excerpt. Now, how are we getting there? Well, one of the ways is our wonderful RFK. If you saw him earlier this week, and I posted this on the social media, definitely make sure that you go to Melissa Red Pill, or you follow all the social media. I try not to inundate you, but I just try to give you all the things that are really the big highlights of the day, every day. RFK is out there chasing two snakes. He's chasing two snakes. How cool was that? Who does that? And then he backed it up with the next day that he went out on his driveway and he caught a rattler, a rattlesnake. It was something else. It was something else. Put it in a pillowcase and took it out into the field, into the forest somewhere. Unbelievable. He is chasing snakes. Who's he talking about? These two snake vipers. I posted this. So this is from L. Enoch L. Whatever. I didn't say his name. Newsblast 17. It's the big pharma and the AMA. These people are so evil. They are doing, stay away from them. Pray, ask the Lord to guide you on what to do. And my dear friend was saying, it's just a matter of who do you trust? Who do you believe is working in your best interest? I believe RFK is working in our best interest. I do not trust Big Pharma or the AMA for anything. Not for anything. And so that's what he was really saying, that he's fighting these two serpents that are out after us. And that's what I can say, because I have a channel that, you know, whatever. But he can't say some of these things, but we can. So let's share this video, share these posts, and I'll go ahead and pop this one in here that so that you guys can share this. This is why it's so important. Our job is to get this truth out. So I'll just say RFK fighting snakes, okay? So here's the clip for that. So you guys can definitely go and share that and go ahead and join me over on my Melissa Red Pill X account. We can reach a lot of normies. I love our Telegram. I do. I love our Telegram. And I love our Getter. And I love our Truth Social. And I love our team, Melly, who helps to put all these things out there. But really, X is where we can reach a lot of normies, a lot of people who are ready to wake up. Okay, so just definitely go and share these types of things. All right, so if you want to know more about health, go to my health page, freedomforce.live/health. I'll pop that over here into the links also, because this is how we're doing it. We're detoxing. We're getting true nutrients in our bodies, and this is how we're getting our age to reverse. This is what we're doing it. Just like what President Trump is doing, he's showing us the way. And so like the silver, which is amazing. If you haven't checked that out, you definitely watch the videos on all this, because this is a natural antibiotic, anti-mold, anti-fungus. If you have any of these issues, you need to be drinking this. It is really amazing, great for your health. Also, you've got to do probiotics. If you're not doing probiotics that make it through your gut, you're missing out. So definitely do this, as well as all the cleaning in your house. This is how you build up your immunities, okay? And that nothing can hurt you. Amazing. So important. And also, I'm not going to say this name, but this is hugely important that you find out more about this right here, because this is amazing. You can get it in mouthwash and toothpaste, nasal spray, and wound care. I've seen wounds heal like that. It's amazing. And also that cold, I started to get a cold and I spit this up my nose and it solved it so quick. I'm so excited. I will never, never have a cold again. If you know anybody who had, check into all of these, but also if you know anybody who has been jabbed, check into this foreign protein cleanse. Anyway, these are all on my health page. This is how we're going to age in reverse. This is how we're going to fight those serpents along with RFK and help them to get the truth out about this. All right, next thing. President Trump signed this executive order and it's called the Ensuring Citizenship Verification and Integrity in Federal Elections. Now, why was he doing this? Because he's trying to prevent anyone from voting who is not a citizen. And so, unfortunately, as we know, when you have an executive order, if you get another president in, they can just reverse that, right? So we need desperately for our Senate to pass the Save America Act, and he's still fighting to get this done. But I wanted you to know that he has done this, and so as of March 31st, 2026, he signed this executive order 14399, Ensuring Citizenship Verification and Integrity in Federal Elections. Now, then of course, the criminal cabal goes and fights him on every little thing he does. I mean, everything he does, it he can't sneeze with them trying to fight him. I mean, everything, from the ballroom to the Iran conflict to everything they fight him on. Well, they're trying to fight this, and the federal judge, let me see if I can find it. Let me see. A federal judge refused to strike down President Trump's executive order that requires citizenship to vote and secures mail-in voting. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, federal judge. He refused to strike it down. He refused to strike it down. Of course, any idiot would know that we have to have citizens only voting and securing mail-in voting with what he's always said. It can only be for someone who is, you know, who is due to health problems, or they're in the military, or something, you know, some big issue like that. That's the only way you can have mail-in voting, and not this complete, you know, whatever sideshow that they've been doing to steal elections. So this, the judge would not reverse that. So that's really, really good news. So we're going to see what's going to happen on this Save America Act. But if you notice, Thune has been, you know, preventing this from getting to a vote. He says, oh, because we don't have the votes. Well, if you noticed, Cornyn lost his race with Ken Paxton. And why was that? Because he's not supporting President Trump in this effort for the Save America Act. And Thune knows that they are losing big time because we're not putting up with it. We support President Trump. He's the leader of this movement, MAGA, Republican Party, whatever you want to call it. And we want whatever he is saying to do, we want that to happen. And Cornyn learned big time. He's been in there for 4 terms. We're over it. As Ken Paxton said, what has he done that, you know, that you can say he's done something beneficial for Texas in all this time? So that was really great to see. And they should all take a lesson. Of course, Ken Paxton won't be in there until he wins the race against Talafrico in November. But anyway, so we'll have to watch and see exactly what happens. But if it was, you know, more than likely this Thune guy, the Rhino Thune, is not going to bring this up for a vote. I don't know what it's going to take for this guy to get off the fence. Anyway, but still, President Trump did this executive order. I wanted you to see that. He also posted this. I'm telling you, I would be here on here all day long if I told you everything that President Trump's been posting. He's been on a spree. But this one was huge. I wanted you to see this. This is where it says that the whistleblower, FBI whistleblower, says thousands of hours of January 6th footage was hidden because federal human sources were in the crowd and deep state agents were ordered to make up charges against January 6ers. President Trump put this out there. I want to make sure I'm going to post this, the link, so you guys can share this also. So grab this link then in the chat. And I'm sure my wonderful team will make sure it's over on YouTube. Also, anyone who called it from the inside was retaliated against. Anybody who told what was happening, they caught all kind of grief. So yeah, I want you to listen to this and then we'll talk about it.
No, we're not uploading. We're not starting cases on these people. So they said, well, we're going to call your SAC. And the OSSA said, go right ahead. Because when you're pushing back, you know, you want to make sure that you have your six covered. So the SAC and the ASAC were intimately aware of these kinds of exchanges that were going on. And again, to his credit, Joe Bonavolano said, no, we're not opening up cases on people who went to a rally. And I forgot a key part. The SSA for CT2 said, happy to do it. Show us where they were inside the Capitol, and we'll look into it. To which WFO said, we can't show you those videos unless you can tell us the exact time and place those individuals were inside the Capitol. To which the SSA responded back, and I was privy to these conversations firsthand, give us access to the 11,000 hours of video of this exam that's available? Because there may be UC's undercover officers or CHS's confidential human sources on those videos whose identity we need to protect.
There you go. So we were up there. You know what kind of absolute grief that we got from everybody for being up at the rally. And we were called, you know, every name in the book, right? And from friends, family, from the social media, from obviously the mainstream media, that we were just, you know, the deplorables or whatever. So now this evidence President Trump blasts out. And so I just posted the link. I think I did. Yeah. Look in the chat and you will see this post I just put out there, January 6th bombshell, and with the link to it. So you can share this, because this is what happened. There were confidential human sources. There were FBI agents, undercover police in the Capitol. And we've said that since day one. We said that they guided the people in, and then they used it as a sting operation to make us look like we were a bunch of anarchists. Absolutely evil. Pure, absolute evil. And there's so many of these in the crowd. We've said that from day one. And now this this FBI whistleblower is admitting this, that this is what was the truth. You know, this was completely infiltrated and controlled operation by the undercover operatives from all these federal agents, these federal human sources. They were in the crowd, stirring up the crowd, and doing. They were the ones who were, you know, breaking windows and doing all these things. Not patriots. And we've known that, but I'm just so thankful that President Trump is finally, you know, being able to put this out there. So we must be pretty close, because this is huge information to blast out for people to see. So, yeah. And this, and as I've said before, this must come out. This truth must come out. This was, what's the word for it? Slander. This slander was over the top. I mean, it caused each of us, people lose jobs, lose friendships, lose family members. I mean, lose their reputation, because they were up there. We were up there just to protect, to protest a fraudulent election and to try to protect our country from being taken over by evildoers. Well, this is how they used it. And they could not have gotten this done without the help of the mainstream media. And from every side, every mainstream media outlet was pushing that we were, you know, anarchists and all this. And now you find out that it was the FBI instigating all of it. We're just up there trying to get our country back and protest a fraudulent election. So, yes, I'm so thankful. So grab that. Definitely make sure you share that one. So, so important. That's our job, right? All right. Now, let's talk about money. First thing is Scott Bessent, Secretary of Treasury. Scott Bessent said there will be no central bank digital currency. The most important thing we can do is to make digital assets come into the United States. So this is the thing. If you have crypto, is it something that is it is protected under best practices and regulations? Or are you in a position where someone could just literally seize those assets and you'd have no recourse? That is a big problem. That's a big issue that he is wanting to address, to protect. If you want to have crypto, that's fine. He wants to make sure that you are protected from being just stolen from, right? And these people could just access your crypto. Now, maybe if you have a wallet, people can't access it. I don't know if that's the case. I'm going to show you why in just a second. I'm going to show you, you know, what has been done to some of the crypto. So check this out. Here's where he's saying that we want to bring this into America so it can be protected. The assets will be protected. Just like if you've got your bank account and you have a fraudulent charge, you can call the bank and say this charge, or a credit card. You can say this was not a valid charge, and they'll reverse it the same way that they want to have crypto that way. Check this out.
There will be no central bank digital currency, which I think would be the first step toward tracking. So we have taken that off the table. We passed stablecoin legislation, which is bipartisan, and the Clarity Act is now up on the Hill. And I think it has bipartisan support. And the most important thing we can do is to make digital assets come into the United States, make the U.S. the home, our regulation, our best practices, what will ensure good standards for these. When you look at digital assets, all the nonsense that happens, all the things you read about, that's because it's the wild, wild west offshore. So we got to bring it on shore. So I would encourage the House and the Senate to get clarity done.
There you go. That's what the Clarity Act is, to be protecting your crypto assets. Okay. And so without those regulations, bad actors can steal your crypto at any time. So this is what's happened with crypto. Did you know that they have now seized the Iranian ill-gotten gains that were in crypto? Of course, crypto is a way that they can launder this money. That's really what's behind crypto, in my opinion. The very name crypto is like the death money. That's the whole reason that this was started. And I know that the people who maybe started it were just having it for good purpose. But The problem is it can be used for evil, and it has been. So look at what he says. They seized the Iranian crypto wallets and overseas assets. He said that the U.S. seized more than $1 billion tied to Iranian regime crypto wallets, and they froze additional Iranian-linked assets worldwide, including bank accounts, properties, villas, in coordination with European allies. He claimed some foreign banking systems were previously not fully transparent about Iranian-linked funds and said the money being targeted was stolen from the Iranian people and connected to missile, drone, and military financing networks. Hello. That's exactly what they would do. They would use it for their criminal activities. They're using this hidden money in these crypto accounts. They're stealing it, and then they're using it for evil. I mean, it's bad enough if someone steals your money. And what's worse is if they steal it and they use it for mayhem and harming children and causing wars and trying to bring down America. That's where we can't allow this money to get into the wrong hands. It's not Guido down the street, you know, the criminal, you know, guy with the brass knuckles. It's the New World Order who we've got to keep from getting their hands on this money. So I want you to hear what he had to say here. Check this out.
Gulf allies were a little less than transparent about their banking system. That, oh, no, we don't have any Iranian oil.
Okay, so I want to make sure that you understood what, because he's kind of starting in on this portion of it. I want you to understand, he's saying that many of the Middle Eastern countries knew full well that they were doing business with Iran and using some of their ill-gotten gains, and they just didn't say another word about it. But when Iran started firing missiles into UAE and Bahrain and different countries over there, all of a sudden, they start giving all this evidence. They're like, okay, fine. The gig is up. We're telling all this, all your dirty secrets. We're telling and giving over these accounts to Scott Bessent. Now, I've thought about this, and I don't know what really happened, but it just seems so odd to me, and Scott Bessent has said this, it was so odd that they would attack their friends. It's odd that Iran would attack UAE when they know they've got these secrets on them, that they know that they're wanting them to be friends. Why would they do that? It makes me wonder if someone else had control of their missiles. It just makes me wonder if this whole thing was a sting and not to harm any of the people. I'm just throwing that out there. It just doesn't seem logical. It seems counterintuitive that Iran would attack their friends. And he's even said that it didn't make sense that they would do that. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's weird. You guys tell me in the chat what you think. All right, so I'll start it over so you know where he's starting from.
You see, Gulf allies were a little less than transparent about their banking system. That, oh, no, we don't have any Iranian oil. And you know, 2,200 the shells and missiles and drones here, 500 or 600 there. All of a sudden, it's here, they have at it. So you know, we've frozen Iranian bank accounts
after they started getting bombed by Iran.
Yes, but it was a big strategic
big mistake
failure on the financial side.
And you jumped right in.
And we jumped right in. And you know, they've been very good partners. I believe that we have seized about $1 billion of their crypto. And
you know, just outright seized it.
Just outright grabbed the wallets. Some of them may be like typing in right now and realize they might not have realized that their wallet had been grabbed. And you know, we are working with our allies all over Europe to grab, you know, villas and houses and properties. And this is money that's stolen from the Iranian people.
There you go. I just want to make sure that you saw that. I really appreciate Scott Bessent and all that he is doing to really, it's not stealing it from, obviously, from the Iranian people or even from the IRGC. He's taking it from the criminal cabal, from the New World Order, this clandestine group that has been running the world. And so he's gotten the evidence from their supposed friends, which is interesting. Interesting. Maybe it's because they said, okay, well, you can, I'm just going to throw this out there. Okay. I have no evidence of this. I'm just going to throw it out there. They could say, oh, well, you know, you control, go ahead, you know, white hats, control the Iranian missiles, and then you can blast this building that's in our country. We don't want that building anyway. And No one's going to get hurt. And then we have cover to say, well, look at you. You're, you know, we're mad at you and we're going to give evidence to Scott Bessent, you know, all your money and villas and everything like that. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just throwing that out there because it makes no sense otherwise why they would attack their friends who had the dirt on them. All right. I'm just going to throw that out there. All right. President Trump just posted this morning. He said time to audit Fort Knox physically audit Fort Knox. Forget looking at paperwork. We want to see the real gold. We want to see the bars themselves. He posted this last night at 5:50 p.m. So I just thought that was great. All this gold is coming back to us. It may not even be in there, but we know President Trump has the everything. Patriots in control. President Trump has everything. But now I think this would be an awakening moment if they go and they open the doors and the thing is empty, and then it would wake people up to realize they've stolen, they've taken everything. And they tried to go back and put it in there, like, okay, here, the gold is here. I mean, the gig is up. The gig is completely up. They can't do it. So President Trump holds all the cards. Patriots are in control. All right, so I want you to hear this one. Here's the Patriots in control about the Iranian war. And here is about this 60-day agreement that is pending his final approval. He's talking about how, you know, it's very complicated. It's very, you know, we can't be in a rush to get this solved, especially if my contention is right that we're making, you know, finalizing an agreement with the world against the New World Order cabal. I mean, this is something you did. It's going to take a few minutes to kind of get this sorted out. But I will say that all these things happening are the pulling down since Pentecost. Pentecost was the trigger for everything, all the house of cards to fall, whether it's the wars, the money, the medical, all of it. Check this out.
By Axios, the memo of understanding states shipping will be restored in the Strait of Hormuz without restrictions, and this includes Iran removing mines from the waterway within 30 days. The U.S. would also lift its blockade and some sanctions to allow Iran to sell oil. Iran would also commit to not pursuing a nuclear weapon. It's still unclear, though, what would happen to Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium, and that's one of the issues that will continue to be hashed out within this 60-day window. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is not ruling out military action if a deal is not reached.
It is a multifaceted agreement, and nothing is going to be on the table until we see the Strait of Hormuz open and the Iranians agree that they have to turn over the highly enriched uranium and that they can't have a nuclear program. But if President Trump doesn't think he can get a peace deal, then Kinetic is back.
So this comes as the U.S. continues to squeeze Iran's economy. The Treasury Department has issued new sanctions targeting Iran's military oil trade. And according to Iran state media, Iran says if a draft deal is completed, it would be announced by Pakistani mediators. So one good upside, though, guys, oil prices did drop on the news that a possible ceasefire extension is at hand. And, you know, that will be a relief for a lot of Americans who are hoping that gas prices will come down. Now we'll wait to see if this actually does come into fruition.
All right, so I want you to see that. And there's one other one I was grabbing while they were playing that. This is where President Trump posted, well, actually the Department of War posted, "Good morning, Patriots are in control." Of course, we know from the board, talks about full control, Patriots in control. We've seen various ones, timestamps have meaning. So here, I think this is from MJ Truth. He was posting, this is the timestamp 949. This is where post 949 says full control. We're in full control, and I, as I've said before on other videos, that I believe that all of the agreements that they've made with all the other countries, the agreements they've made with all the other countries to be in the Abraham Accord are about boxing out this New World Order criminal cabal. Anyone who does business with them, anyone who covers for them, anyone who has any financial dealings with them at all will not be able to have dealings with America. And so we're in control of the Iran situation. We're in control of the money. We're in control of everything. In full control. 949, we finally have full control. Everybody in the world on the same page against the criminal cabal. That's huge. there, everybody is against them, finally, at this point. I believe that's really what it's talking about as far as Patriots in control. very, very exciting day that we're living in. Enjoy the show. Don't let anything freak you out. There's going to be, after, as soon as this, my show is over, there's going to be another show right behind it. It's going to try to flip you out, and you're not going to do it. We're not going to be flipped out. We know that this is biblical. We know that the White Hats have been working on this for many, many years, like 30 years or more. And honestly, God's word says he's been working on this for thousands of years to get to this point, and nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Nothing. Because this is the Lord. This is biblical. All right, so I want you to see that. Now, this is another huge thing. Todd Blanche, the acting attorney general, is revealing that Trump administration will get now indicted former Cuban leader Raul Castro onto U.S. soil. He said, we didn't do this for a show indictment. We really need him here to face charges. He was indicted by a grand jury in Miami. That's where he should be tried. We are going to do everything we can to get him here. So that's really, really great news. I'm telling you, the people of Cuba have really suffered terribly, and now that they don't have the support of Venezuela and Maduro, they are really suffering terribly. And so very, very thankful that they are taking action on getting him there, because once, I don't know how they're going to do it, if it's going to be the same way that they did with Maduro, but however he is removed from power, then you, just like what happened in Venezuela, someone good will step into that place. I feel sure. Just like they did in Venezuela. And eventually we're going to see someone, you know, this agreement is that in Iran is bringing in good people who are not controlled by the New World Order cabal. So yes, that's great news. Thank you, Todd Blanche. And then our wonderful friend, Joe DeGeneva, he is now tapped as the counsel to the Attorney General to lead the investigation into the Russia hoax. Okay, so I want you to hear what he has to say on this.
Department officials in the Obama administration at the time. It's never done. Comey sold his soul to the devil. Believe me, you cannot believe the telephone calls we're getting from current FBI people about how they cannot abide by what's going on. And one thing they can't understand is, why is Andrew McCabe still at Christopher Wray's right hand inside the senior offices of the FBI? I mean, McCabe and Strzok and Page are all out of the same cloth. They conspired to exonerate improperly and politically Hillary Clinton, and also, if she lost, to frame the incoming president of the United States with a false crime. This is a constitutional crisis, and Congress better stay on it until they get all the answers, and then there needs to be a grand jury.
There you go. Thank you, Joe DeGeneva. What a great patriot right there. What is that doing? What is that? All right, so I was trying to share. That's interesting. Okay, I'll just do it from here. Okay, that's interesting. Let me see if I can do it. Okay, this is, see if I can, okay, I'm going to grab it from here. Maybe I'm going to. Okay, I'm going to copy this link. I really like Robert Real _ Rob N. It's also called Real Robert. He's got a lot of great posts. And so here's the Joe DeGeneva. I'm going to post that link over in the chat for you guys also. So he's really, really good to follow. Where he's saying James Comey sold his soul to the devil. They all did. And they were in too deep, and they don't want to pay the price for their crimes. And so what else are they going to do? When he says they sold their soul to the devil, he's talking about that they are minions for the New World Order cabal. And so this is what they're saying. CIA John Ratcliffe also said Lisa Page confirmed to me under oath the FBI was ordered by Barack Obama not to consider charging Hillary Clinton for espionage, gross negligence in the handling of the classified information. Boom. Yeah, so he started Monday in the Southern District of Florida. DeGeneva did. He started as in the Southern District of Florida, where a grand jury is hearing a grand conspiracy case targeting the overthrowing John Brennan and other co-conspirators. And they will have the title. He'll have the title of counselor to the Attorney General. The U.S. Attorney there is working under special SEC 515 authority. In other words, not only did Barack Obama falsify intelligence on behalf of Hillary Clinton, but also exonerated her of all her crimes that they later charged Trump with. Watergate was a walk in the park. So yeah, that was before he was doing the grand jury, but now he's starting a grand jury as the U.S. attorney. And so any day now, they could bring out these charges against them. I would say, The 14th of June would be kind of cool. I'm just going to say, because I'm going to get to that soon. I'm going to tell you what I was going to tell you at the beginning about the 14th of June, the big day on the biblical timeline of history. All right. I think President Trump is pointing to the cabal. I think he's pointing to Hillary and Obama and Comey and Brennan and Soros and, you know, all the other bad guys that you know of. I want you. I think he's pointing at them, saying it's time. You are going. He's not. The look at those eyes. The fire in his eyes. He is not playing. He is going to bring all of them down. Like juice flowing from a wine press. I love it. All right. So here, I want to play this. I'm going to hold off because, yeah, I'll give you the link for this because he's done so many videos, so many posts. So many posts, it's just on and on and on every day. He's as busy as he is. He still takes the time to communicate with patriots and keep us encouraged. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful thing to watch. So thank you, President Trump, for always communicating with us. Hello, Greenland. Shady bunch. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. I'll post this so you guys can watch it. I had posted over on the social media, but you can, there it is right there on my Melissa Red Pill X. All right, next, here is the beautiful sign that's happening on June 9th in the heavens, and this is just about 3 days ago, and you will see, even though I had a cloudy sky, you can still see the beautiful bright Jupiter and the beautiful bright Venus, and they are conjoining. You've got to go out there and look at it as soon as the sun goes down, then you can see it, but if you wait too long, it will be past the horizon and you'll miss it. So you've got to watch, and hopefully you'll have a clear sky. And so here it was a couple of days ago, here it was. I don't know what day was this, whatever day it was. This is just like the Bethlehem star that the wise men saw. We're going to see the two brightest stars in the heavens conjoining on June 9th. So it's trucking along and it's right beside Gemini. So then the next one is last night. I finally had the sky clear. Yay. And I wish I'm going to try to get a video tonight. I wonder if that'll give me a better view. I don't know. I would love to catch the sparkle. And Venus is just a little bit bigger and brighter and bolder than Jupiter, but they're both stunning. And so together, it's going to knock your socks off. I'm just hoping and praying we'll have a clear night that night, June 9th. So definitely be watching for this every day. Go and enjoy this beautiful show. And I'm just saying, this is the symbol of Jesus's birthday. Bethlehem star. It's not a coincidence that we're having a Bethlehem star appear on June 9th. And I don't know if you know this, but Jesus's birthday is the 14th of June. It's not in Christmas. It's the 14th. If you haven't seen my videos on the Bethlehem star, go to Melissa Red Pill and you can see I was able to find it. It's absolutely amazing and beautiful. So definitely check into that. And it's actually, and these two stars right here are Gemini. Just so you know, Gemini represents the dual nature of Christ, the God-man, and the Messiah's dual role, dual reign as the suffering servant and the reigning king, the Prince of Peace. That's what these two stars represent, Jesus as the God-man. He is the suffering servant, and he's also the king of the world, our wonderful Lord Jesus, our wonderful Savior. Okay, so that was last night. So the other thing I was going to show you, okay, I'm going to show you this, but first I'll show you this one last thing. I saw this morning and I wanted to make sure you guys saw it. And I posted it on the social media. This girl posted that Charlie Kirk has not been assassinated. This is from ChatGPT. Charlie Kirk has not been assassinated. He's alive. If something made you wonder about that, let me know. We can look into what's going on. Okay. So she just asked, was he assassinated? ChatGPT said, no, he's alive. And so Elon responded with this look on his face. Like, what does that look mean? Okay, does Elon know? Is he calling out ChatGPT because ChatGPT is not telling the truth? And so I posted this to Elon this morning. I said, Grok told me Charlie Kirk is alive too. So don't be picking on ChatGPT because Grok told me the same thing. And then after I started asking further, Grok said, oh, I'm not allowed to talk about this. Something like that. And said, okay, we need to talk about it. This is too dangerous. Telling you, something's going on. Something's going on. And I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm going to just tell you what I think would be so fun. Okay, I'm just going to dream a little bit. I'm just going to dream because, you know, let a girl dream. I would love it Okay, I'm just going to say, I would love it if on this day, on the 14th, which is Flag Day, it's President Trump's birthday, it's actually Jesus' birthday, we're having this amazing event at the White House. We've just seen this beautiful sign of the Bethlehem Star in the heavens on the June 9th. And then he puts out this picture right here. I would love it, as he's talking about all these fighters being there. What if these fighters, I'm dreaming. Y'all hear me dreaming, okay? I'm just dreaming out loud. I would love it to pieces if JFK Jr. came out in the ring. Wouldn't that be awesome? What if Charlie Kirk came out? That we were fighting the cabal. The cabal has finally been defeated. And the champion of the world is President Donald J. Trump. I love the fighters. I'm sure they're great guys. I'm not trying to take anything away from them. They're amazing. But I'm just saying, I would love that. I would love that. And President Trump did say that you'll never see anything like it ever again or since. Okay, I think my thing stopped. Don't tell me. Okay, no. Don't tell me it's stopping when I'm talking about this. No, it didn't stop. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? If this was an event to show, before this amazing celebration of the 4th of July, if this was an event to show that we have defeated the criminal cabal, maybe Diana coming out. You name it. Wouldn't that be something? Michael Jackson. Oh my goodness. Wouldn't that be great? I see you, Rudy. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be? And he said, President Trump said, you'll never see anything like this ever again. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say that's my dream. I'm going to just dream that. Oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I would just love that. You know, I have the magazine on my coffee table of JFK Jr. and what he looks like now in the George magazine. He's alive. and RFK said it. Remember that time we touched his nose? He's like, touch your nose if JFK Jr. is alive and he touched his nose. So, yeah. We'll just have to see what happens on the 14th. I'm ready to watch and see. And so let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that we experience because the beautiful day that you promised has arrived. Thank you that you have kept your covenant, your promise to us that this day would come and that we are defeating the terrible Antichrist beast of Revelation, and they'll be gone and never to harm anyone ever again. Thank you, Lord. We don't know what day it's going to be. We would just love it to be, because we've been fighting so long and so hard, and we would just love it if we saw all these wonderful patriots and these great fighters who fought so hard that they were brought out as the real fighters, and that they have fought and they've defeated this terrible enemy of humanity, that the patriots are in control, full control. We love you. We are so thankful that you are the king of the world. You are the one who is deserving of all this honor and praise forever because you have defeated this terrible enemy of ours. You said for us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are ready for that day to come where everything's beautiful like these fountains and everything we're seeing happening before our eyes. And then the humanity waking up and realizing what's been truly going on and all these people coming out of this brainwashing. We're ready to see that we're defeat of your enemies, like juice flowing from a wine press, just like it says in Revelation 19. We are so thankful that you have seen us to this day. You brought us into this service. Thank you for everyone on the battalion and for all the work that they do that you know every time they've posted, everything that they have done. And you are just, I know, give them great honor because of how hard they have worked at your unction, at your direction. And you're the only one that we are really concerned about. We work for an audience of one. That's you. You're the only one that we are concerned about. We want you to smile and for you to be proud of us. That's the only concern we have. And we just trust you. We trust your plan. We trust your timing. But again, we're ready any day. Everybody here, I'm sure, is saying amen to that. They are ready any day to see your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad that we got together. I'm so glad. I will see you Tuesday, and hopefully I can tell you some really cool news. I'm just hoping I'll have everything ready to tell you 6:30 on Tuesday. And I guess that's it. If there's anything else, I'll be over the chat for a little bit, and I will talk to you later.
He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.